on Revolution. Bookmark words on standby.
Log online, fan page loaded and ready.
Player stats loaded. Health check, go.
Weapons check. Ice check, complete.
We have launch for the Informant Podcast in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Informant Podcast. I'm Pistol Pete from Spockholm. And tonight, I have with me Jennifer, the Mafia Wars loot lady. What's happening? Jan is off. She's not feeling well, so.
Yes, she has a migraine. It's just us. Maybe we can get Mike to pop out of the hopper.
We can only wonder. So let's see what we can cover this go around. And
okay, well, what's new in the world of Spockholm?
Oh, just a couple different things. We added, or Martin added, he added a drop-down to the jobs menu bar for navigation to districts in London, Brazil, and what's the other one?
Chicago.
It's the three that hold the same scheme as far as the way the cities are designed. And it's gotten kind of mixed reviews. There's some people that like it because it gets you to those districts in those particular job districts quickly. And then there's others that say, I like the buttons, you know, alone. So.
Well, and that's why if they don't like it, they should just not use it.
Yeah. Well,
it's not
true.
Like it's in your face.
Yep.
Unless you accidentally hover your mouse over the job button, but.
Yeah. Well, then, yeah, I guess if you're trying to go straight to jobs and it pops up on you, then you got nothing. Anyway, I don't know. It's not that big of an interference either when it's there, because when you click, you know, if you click it just to go straight to jobs, which you can still do, then immediately right after is the tabs across the top, which were added a long time ago via the toolbar. The other toolbar feature that was added was the module hiding. So you can in and on and turn on or off specific tabs. Across the top in that module section. So
that saves me so much time because for some reason I'm obsessed with those modules.
You just click through them all day?
Yeah, when I'm bored, I just click, like I'm trying to see if something new is there so I can write a blog post.
You're a click monkey.
Yes. So it's nice to hide the, you know, because some of them get annoying too, like those Mob Doctor Power Pack, that banner was there for like over 10 days.
Right.
And it's the first one and you're just so sick of seeing it. I'd rather like, I don't like how they tend to put the free events towards the end, you know, like the secret districts, the robbing. That's something I want to look at frequently so I make sure I ask for my stuff all the time.
Right.
And it has a timer. I'd rather see those first. And this kind of gives you some flexibility of where you put those modules.
Yep.
I really like it.
Yeah.
And I saw a sneak preview of a coming soon module.
Yeah. We got a couple of different ideas brewing around there for content modules. So it'll be interesting to see what we throw in and give people the options to turn on or off again. The other is the toolbar will now highlight the best unmastered job as well. That's kind of handy for some of these secret districts and stuff that people, you know, are plowing through. And so Martin added that functionality, so it'll do some highlighting there. And then I guess, you know, the last thing for us was we added a robbing spree checklist item, and that was shared through the checklist group. Or if you're in the checklist, you can go to the tab that now has available checklist items and add it from there.
I really wish Zynga would add a tracker of some type to the robbing spree. Like they do for the crafter's choice. If you go into the instructions, the numbers will change as to what you've accepted.
Right.
And, you know, I was able to make the crafter choice helper from that. But with the robbing spree, you can't really make anything because there's no memory. It doesn't tell you how many you've gotten.
Right.
So it would be really nice if Zynga would add something. Because, you know, you can ask every half hour. You can only get so many from gifts, from feeds, from going to the feeds. And it's hard to remember if you've done that or not.
Right.
I'm not a good little checklister.
It's like what's that one other?
Oh, the stranger swag?
Stranger swag. Thank you. Yeah. It's just like that where you don't know if you've done it before.
Yeah.
If you've already done, you know, the post for the day and you're posting again, then people can't even get what you're posting. So.
I always try to make sure I put a stranger swag post on my wall because a lot of times Zynga pulls them early. So people who weren't online, they can't get all five because they can't ask for them. But if they go to the news feeds and find people that did post them, they can still get two items.
Right.
So just for that reason, I always make a post. And I write something so it shows up on my timeline.
Uh-huh.
And then people can come check it in the future and still get one. They don't put caps on those posts, which is nice.
That's good. Yeah, we. Other than that, I mean, I don't think we had much else. Always seems like we're always working, though.
Yeah, you guys have some good ideas in the hopper.
Yeah. I'll give a little teaser on one. It's one that I've been working on a little bit. It's a. It's for war groups. And the idea behind it is that when you go into war group, you share, you know, using like war post or something like that to post those, the announcements that you've started a war with somebody. Well, I've always been frustrated at navigating to wars because, you know, it seems like it takes a terrible long time to open up wars. And so I wrote a little Spocklet that's going through testing now to go and actually load up a group, and then if there's any war posts in there, to display them, show you what the items are, you know, who's posted it, so on, and then give you an option to actually launch it and then participate by, you know, fighting in the actual war, or, you know, and then moving on from there. And one of the goals for it down the road is that if you're in a war group like some of the ones that, you know, we work with, people don't do a good job of saying that they participated in the war, and then you have links that are remaining and getting kind of stagnant. And what would be nice is at some point that this Spocklet would go back and post to that group and say what damage you did, and at some point whether or not the war itself is over. And you might get five people that say the war's over, but then it tells the admins of the page to, you know, that they need to go in and delete the post, and then move on from there.
That War-O-Matic script.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is in testing or if it's actually, I think it's out. But when I noticed when I posted a new war to the group, it gave me the option. It said, do you want to delete your old post? And
right.
It did it right from the script.
Yep.
Is that in testing or is that part of that?
No, that's out. And that's
cool.
And it's in the war post feature too. But it has to go. It has to recognize that there's still one of your old posts there. And like a lot of these groups, you have admin that will go in, and if they see that the war's over, they delete the post before it's your time to go repost your next war.
Oh, so that's probably why I never noticed it before.
Right. So
I never post wars.
Or that would do it too. That Jen miraculously just appears when there's new war loot. You got nothing to say. You know it.
No, I posted one before the new war loot came out, which
meant that you knew that the war loot was coming out anyway, and you wanted to go ahead and make it look like
that I was part of. Yeah.
But we got your number.
What I'm really excited about this time is they only released one tier of war loot, and I think that is so much better because to me it makes no sense to release three because eventually everybody gets on the last tier. And then it's harder for people to get the two tiers
stuff
before because
they
can't find anybody.
Yeah.
And it's just it's a lot easier to get one, three.
Yep. I agree with that.
I'm happy with this change.
Yeah, I think that's a good one.
So hopefully they will keep up with that.
Yep.
Because it just seems like they waste two tiers of war loot when they do it that way.
Yep.
And we don't like them to waste their time. Because they could use it on more productive things.
Very true. Yep. Well, let's go ahead and listen. This was Charles. He called in on the line. And actually, just a little backstory. Charles, when he called in and left his messages, it actually got broken up into two different parts. So I had to kind of piece it back together. So hopefully I've got the gist of everything that he was saying when he left his message, and it cut off sort of at the end. But let's go ahead and listen to it, and then we'll go ahead and comment and stuff a bit about it. So,
hi, my name is Charles. Yes, that's what our goals were. I think my main goal right now is just to get big enough and strong enough where I won't be as vulnerable to attack, and I want to be big enough slash have enough energy where I can do most of the tasks that they put in front of us so that I can just finish all of the cities and everything that they give us. Someone told me of how someone had finished London in 3 days, so I don't know if I want to do it that quickly, but...
So, yeah, I'm sure there's people that have finished London in 3 days.
I know people that have done it in one day. Serial levelers.
I'm not commenting. You notice I'm being kind of evasive.
You know, I noticed when I kept my energy low before I realized that adding to stamina was only delaying my leveling.
Right.
And I started adding to energy, and now my energy is like, I think it's 13,000. And I noticed when I got to like 10,000 energy, I was able to do stuff like the secret districts in a day. So it is helpful to build up your energy, but I know like the fighters kind of ignore it.
Yeah, it's tough for the fighters.
Yeah. Because you do want to be strong. You don't want to see people beating you up in your player updates.
Yep. Well, I thank Charles for taking the time to leave us the messages. I'm glad everybody has personal goals, because if they didn't, I don't think we'd have much of a game. I think that's 90% of what makes this game so appealing to so many people is, you know, we pick and choose what our individual goals are. You know, I'm heading for the level cap. Jen's doing her thing.
I don't really have any goals anymore.
You don't anymore? You hit 40K in health. Wasn't that?
No,
20. I'm sorry, 20.
Yeah. My goal was going to be a serial leveler, and my ratio is like around 2.5, but I find I don't play enough.
Yeah.
And then I feel guilty if I shut down and I still am I'm going to waste energy. So I kind of got off that goal. You know, unless I ran a script 24/7, but I don't leave my computer on all the time.
Right, right.
So I'm trying to figure out a new goal.
Yeah.
But really, my goal and purpose of playing the game is to find new stuff and then blog about it. So that keeps me plenty busy.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Yep. So what else we got going on? I'm trying to think.
I got a lot of stuff.
Let us have it.
Well, I'm going to talk about the biggest issue first, because I think it's very important. You know, we've been complaining about the whole Facebook migration of billing for VIP members, and there's been a few things that have happened this week that's just, it's really sad and it's inexcusable. But what happened over the weekend, we think because Monday was an official holiday, it was Columbus Day.
Mm-hmm.
When people that hit their renewal date on that day, and it seemed to affect them on the 9th as well. Well, what happened was Facebook went ahead and billed for the $24.97. It didn't go through, so they billed again and again and again, and the money was coming out of people's accounts. But they kept going until the account was depleted of all funds. And, you know, we've stressed it's kind of important not to have your real bank account anywhere on Facebook.
Right.
And a lot of people opt for PayPal, but PayPal will connect to your real account.
Right.
And so quite a few people, just their bank accounts got drained.
Jeez.
And when you think of the ramifications, you know, it's if someone's budgeting and they say, okay, I can afford $24.97 a month, but I still have to pay my car payment, my rent, my food, gas, electric, you know, all those other bills.
Mm-hmm.
And then here comes Facebook in a matter of 10 minutes, and they clear out all your money.
Jeez.
And I got some really sad emails. You know, someone said this was our day to go to the grocery store. And it's just really sad what happened.
Uh-huh.
And of course people are going to get their money back. And Zynga did make a blog post stating that, but they said it could take 4 to 7 business days to get your money back. And I just think that is so wrong. Like, you know, it took you 10 minutes to take the money, but you're going to make me wait 4 to 7 days to get it back.
Yeah, I mean, they should know which ones accounts it's got screwed up on and be able to fix it in a timely fashion.
Yeah, and hopefully bank accounts worked with these people, too.
Yeah.
You know, but it's just, you know, we warned all along that please make another option for people to pay for their VIP membership. You know, I'm sure they lost a lot of people when they forced migration. And I know this isn't Zynga's fault that Facebook's making them do it, but it is their fault for not offering it through game cards or some other way.
Right.
And they say it's an isolated incident, it won't happen again, blah, blah, blah. But what's going to happen next? And I just say, and people got that it happened to, they got compensated with 150 reward points. Yeah. But when it affects your real life and your financial, you know, peace of mind, I think that's just a little too late to offer that.
I wonder, you know, I don't know. Has anyone actually tried it? Can't you buy a Facebook game card and then put those credits on your Facebook account? Would it then attempt to draw from those first?
That I don't know. I guess I could buy some credits and see what it bills me.
I'd be curious. I'm half tempted to just try it for the sake of people out there, you know,
for next month
instead of, I wonder if you set it up that, you know, you say.
If you put enough credits in your account.
If it would take the credits before it hit your bank account.
I don't know. I'll have to try one. I saw some at my grocery store. Like, they sell Facebook game cards.
Right.
And if you tried to redeem a Zynga game card lately, you'll see they revamped that whole redemption page.
Yeah, unless the subscription's only tied to a actual payment method.
I think it is.
I just figured it always bought the Facebook credits first, and then it turns around and then processes it, you know, because that's why we used to have to buy the reward points, or back then, Godfather points, you know, where you'd buy Facebook credits, and then you'd buy, you know, those would be converted somehow.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just got to thinking about that. It might be a way, if it works, that it might be a way for people to get around it, is go out and buy a card, put enough credit on your thing, and then when it goes to process, if it'll use the credits first, then problem solved.
I think we should test that. That's worth it.
Yeah.
And if not, then you'll have $25.
You're buying reward points for $25.
Yeah. And then on the lines of this topic, there's also another problem. I'm sure this has been around since it started, but I never noticed. But you know how if you have like a bug where some of your buttons won't work or your requests don't work, and you'll go to customer support and they'll tell you to block the Mafia Wars application and then add it back?
Yep.
Well, if you're a VIP member and you go try to do that, it says right on the warning pop-up that you will lose your VIP membership. And I didn't go past that step because I wasn't willing to test that out because of the tiered benefits.
Yeah. I don't know if it actually, if you lose, well, we'll find out because I've been through this. I had a problem.
It'll be canceled.
Right. I had a problem with my game, and I don't remember now what it turned out to be. So anyway, so I removed Mafia Wars. And then I added it back. Well, it's true. It removed my subscription. But I was immediately able to go back in and then re-add my subscription back.
Did it affect
on the Facebook
your
side.
Tiers?
I don't know yet. You know? And it shouldn't have because I was already in a month.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is one of the arguments I had a long time ago with the whole thing anyway. That if I drop it for a day, and I've already paid for the entire month, and I add it back before the month's over, then it shouldn't affect my membership. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think it doesn't, because I know when the VIP first came out, I had canceled mine for a blog post.
Right.
And then immediately added it back, and it didn't knock me down a month.
Right.
But I also had gone to customer support to tell them what I did, and I don't know if they did something or if that's just the way it works.
I should be able to. If I go in and look at the VIP thing, it should tell me.
But regardless if that happens or not, the fact that the warning from Facebook says that, I think it's going to, a lot of people are not going to trust it and not going to block it, so right. then they can't fix their issue.
Yeah.
And that's a handy little thing that fixes a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, it didn't affect my membership. Uh-huh. I still have the same to my next tier of gold. So, but yeah, I don't know. You know, it's just one of those things where, like you said, it shouldn't do that anyway. And then they make everything a pain in the neck.
They do. It says verbatim, this will also... Oh, wait. I'm sorry. It says, your active subscription in this app will also be canceled. And then it says you can edit your subscription in the subscription section under payment settings at any time.
Yeah, and that's what I did. And I did that on the Facebook side, not on the Zynga side, which was just basically adding back an option for them to pay.
Uh-huh.
And then I think 2 days later was when it renewed for the month, and it went fine, so.
Yeah, well, if it doesn't affect our tiers, it doesn't matter. But yeah. I think Zynga should maybe contact Facebook and say, could you word that a little differently?
Come up with a better message?
Because it's going to make people not want to do it. And even if an agent tells you it's okay, a lot of people aren't going to risk it. I don't think I would at this point.
Yeah, I hear you.
In one more month, I will get the gold benefits.
Yep. I'm on track.
Yeah, well, and you know, the main reason for me is just to have this to make blog posts, because if I didn't, then I'd have to wait for other people.
Yeah.
And I do kind of like getting that loot, and it makes me not have to worry so much about getting loot elsewhere. To me, that's the value of it.
Yep.
So those are the VIP woes.
What else is going on?
We have a lot of stuff coming up. We found a ton of server images and loot items added to the inventory. So I'll just kind of run through them. There's, for all of us who are excited about the premiere of The Walking Dead this Sunday, we're getting a zombie crafter's choice event.
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't know the exact name of it, because the server image, it just says zombie. And usually those crafter choices have two words.
You figure it's for The Walking Dead, or you figure it's just in general for Halloween?
It probably just in general for Halloween.
But it would be funny, though. I mean, if they... Yeah. You know what would be absolutely hilarious? That if, after all this time, they actually make a partnership with the people that make the AMC, Walking Dead, and have banners and all that stuff in the game.
The consumable is called the Z-Virus, and it looks just like the T-Virus from that movie, Resident Evil.
Uh-huh.
Which I've never seen, but I went online, and it's the same thing.
Yep.
So that should be kind of fun. I don't mind crafter choice events or robbing sprees. I think they're kind of fun and not a whole lot of work.
Yep.
And then we're getting another marketplace promotion, and it's called Sports, and it just has sport-themed items.
Hmm.
So people, if you're waiting to buy reward points, best to wait for these promotions, because they're 50% off.
Very true.
And another 7-day deal is coming. Nobody cares about those. And one thing that's cool, though, is now that the Spotcomb toolbar lets you remove modules, you can hide that 7-day deal module. And a lot of people inadvertently click on the purchase button's right on the banner.
Uh-huh.
And the first day, you get one item for 40 reward points. And I know a lot of people click on that by mistake. And if you're not going to buy all 7 days, it's so not worth it.
Yep.
So, you know, hide that banner and remove the problem.
Yep.
And we're getting another gifting event. This one is called Grease and Glory. And I like those two because they're easy. Just accept gifts and you got some good loot items. And I know nobody wants to hear this, and the trippy trailer is one day will be left when this show airs, but we have another one coming called The Car Wash. Yeah, that's it. Laughter is the only response at this point.
Although I did make it to level 15.
Yeah, you did. What sparked a fire under your butt to get to 15 this time?
Who knows? What? I don't know. Just
you just felt like...
See, maybe we could do it.
The trippy trailer was kind of different.
Oh, yeah, I was feeling the love.
Well, if you're online and you can ask, you might as well. It just seems silly to stop.
Peace, love, and harmony, man.
And I And you never know. You might want to start building defense, and then if you don't go to 15, then you're out a skill point every day, and that can add up after time.
Yeah, true.
So that's big news. Pete makes it to level 15.
Yep.
And then one more weird thing that's coming up, and I can't figure it out, is when Lucky Stash Loot is updated, it comes in groups of 10, and it's called Special Event, is what they label it. And we have a batch in the inventory that hasn't been released yet, even though they keep showing us this banner, and it's still there. It was there on the last show we mentioned it. Uh-huh. But that loot has not been updated, and it's really starting to annoy me. So it seems odd that a whole nother batch of Lucky Stash Loot has been added. So I don't know if they're just forgetting this generation, or is there going to be something, you know, is it going to be involved more? Maybe it's not even for the Lucky Stash. So yeah, only time will tell on that. But the items aren't very helpful.
Well, that's too bad.
Yeah. Is that rain too loud?
I hear that in the background. I was wondering what it was.
Yeah, it's raining really bad here in Las Vegas. There's flash flood warnings. Which are kind of redundant, because if it's a flash flood, how can they warn you about it? And they did. They, like, interrupted the vice presidential debate twice to tell us that a flash flood is possible. Right. And that's all the new stuff that's coming.
Yeah.
And I think that's about it. Remember those starter packs from about 8 months ago, and they're like super cheap, and only some accounts got offered?
Right.
Well, now they made a new round of those, and they were for like $2. And my mini had one for $1.
Huh.
But my main account never got it. The one on my main account is $45.
$45, yeah.
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 So that makes some people mad, because it just seems like inequality. Yeah. But a booster and a starter pack are two different things, but they contain the exact same things.
Right.
And they just make people mad that don't get them.
True.
And I don't know their algorithm for figuring out who gets offered and who doesn't, but I'm sure it has to do with how much money you've spent. If they've already got you hooked, there's no need to offer you
something decent. Yeah.
But if you add up what the items are worth, you can get about the same amount of stuff for a $25 gift card during a marketplace promotion.
Right.
So it's best to just build your own stuff. Craft. It's more fun that way, too.
Craft it up.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, I have one more thing, but I could not talk about it.
No, go ahead.
I'm going to ask you about it. Okay, you know all that useless Mafia War spam we started seeing a while ago, and the Spot Comb toolbar will prevent your own spam from showing up in the news feeds.
Uh-huh.
Well, with all the gifting ones, it'll say so-and-so and X number of people accepted a gift. The image for the spam, like, tripled in size. I don't know if you've seen it in your news feeds or not.
I haven't noticed it. I don't pay much attention to my news. Well, I don't pay attention.
It's huge. Okay, well, next time you go to your news feed, you're going to see a lot of big-ass gift images. And the only reason I'm mentioning it, it's not really that big of a deal, but it seems to have slowed down the page load time of the news feeds.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you've noticed that. That's what I was going to ask you about.
Oh, yeah, but I honestly didn't. I hardly ever pay attention to my Facebook wall at all.
Oh.
My wife will post stuff on there, and she'd be like, "Didn't you see what I posted you?" And I'm like, "I hardly spend any time there." You know, and then now with the Requestinator, and then there's the one now that'll clean up the wall posts. You know, I really don't spend time there, because now I can delete them with a...
Eh. It's not on your wall, it's on the news feeds themselves.
Right, but that's what I say, I don't...
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, I don't go to that hardly either.
So. But I would be interested if someone tested it or noted. It just seems like ever since that happened, the newsfeed page takes forever to load now.
Yeah.
And that's the only difference I've seen.
Uh-huh.
So if they're listening, they need to put that image back the way it was, because I think it's causing delays. And the more time we spend watching a page load, the less time we're playing.
Yep.
That's my public service announcement.
Very true. Alrighty. Well, you got a shout-out this evening?
Yes, I do. My shout-out's to Kevin Green and Paul Ford. They were really helpful in documenting this Facebook VIP billing issue. And it's just a shame what happened to them. And I saw a lot of comments laughing about it and saying, oh, well, you should know better if you purchase this, you know. And yeah, we should, but we kind of put some trust into the system. And I think people shouldn't be blaming themselves when something like this happens. It's Facebook and Zynga's fault and not the players.
Yep.
And there were negative consequences on families because of it. But I appreciate them helping me and sending screenshots. And everyone should just take it as a warning and get their main account off of Facebook. You get a PayPal account and only let it take from your PayPal account. Make sure there's $24 in there a month and be done with it.
Yep. Okay. No, I'm just going to take a moment and thank Charles for calling in and leaving a rant on the line. You know, we get to each and every one of them. We don't always get to them in the most timely of fashion, so we do appreciate you taking the time out. And if there's other people that have stuff that they want to talk about with regard to the game or whatever, make sure you drop us an email or give us a call on the rant line. I mean, the information will be on after the show here. And, you know, we always enjoy hearing from people. It's always good stuff. All right. Well, that's a wrap.
Hey, Jen, where do you think they can find us?
They can find us on the web at informantpodcast.com. You can also find our fan page on facebook.com/informantpodcast.
Or you can leave us an email at tip@informantpodcast.com.
Hey, I think you can also find us on Twitter at informantpod.
And you can always leave us a rant on our rant hotline, which is 707-847-6852, 707-TIP-6852.
You have been listening to the Informant Podcast, the place where family is first.
I want a car, skid and crash into the brand new world. I want to ride.